Hey everybody, welcome. Come on in. Welcome to the monthly plan and assessment. Coach Heather's coming up. Thank you, Heather, for all you are about to do with and for us today. All right. Before we get started, I just want to remind you all to please set your chat to everyone. The incomparable Coach Heather is going to be in all caps. She is not yelling at you. She is literally just making sure her posts stand out above all others. Welcome. I am Coach Julie. For all the new members who have not met me, I am a private coach here at No BS. I work primarily one-on-one with members in the private coaching program, as well as spend time in Ask Coaches, as well as in the Facebook group. I spend a lot of time in the 100 Pounds to Lose group. Coach Heather spends a lot of time in the 55 plus group, but we are all over No BS, so you're welcome to reach out to us in any way you deem necessary. This is the monthly plan and assess call, and Coach Heather and I love the data. We love the data. So let's talk about all the ways that you can plan and assess your month. So, Coach Heather's going to be in the chat and in the Q&A if you have Q&A, by the way. So, in the No BS Planner on the website under resources, if you look at the planner, page 5 is the monthly plan and assessment page, page 7 is the habit tracker. And on the helpful worksheets page is the deep dive assessment. If you are interested in filling out these assessments, so let's talk about the value of assessing in a second. I have something I want to talk to you about. So if you think about it, we kind of learn the process of planning and evaluating when we're really young and starting school through the report card process. So, the purpose of a report card in school is really multifaceted. So, I'm going to just go over it with you for a second. A report card is meant to help you assess your performance, it provides a summary of the student's academic performance based on the subject over a certain period of time, usually a semester, and a semester oftentimes is like a few months, right? It's a feedback tool. A report card serves as feedback for like students, parents, and teachers, indicates areas of strengths and those that might need improving. For some people, a report card is motivation to like improve or maintain good grades or learn more. It's a communication tool for, parents, teachers, a school to communicate progress of learning and then helps identify areas that might need attention. It's good for record keeping, serves as like a record of your academic history. It's really good for accountability. So holds students accountable for their learning, but also helps teachers evaluate the effectiveness of their teaching methods. And then, like overall, report cards are essential part of education because they like teach the stakeholders, the students, like where they're out in their learning. But I want to make sure you noticed that nothing I said there had anything to do with the student themselves. With the human that they are, there's no moral judgment of good or bad. It's literally just an evaluation of how you showed up in that period of time and a measure of your learning and like actual performance, no moral value. So, this is the same with the monthly plan and assessment page. It's really important that you leave judgment at the door today and we just talk about the bottom line. So, If you pull out your monthly plan and assessment, why don't you give me an emoji if you have already filled this out? If you filled out the top half for January and you're ready to assess January, or if you've done the full sheet and are ready to plan for February, drop any emoji that you want and let me know where you're at. Have you done it already? Just going to kind of look and then I will give you a few minutes to do it. Okay, a few people have done it, but not everybody. So we'll give you a few minutes to do it in a little bit. So let's talk about the worksheet itself. The monthly plan and assessment, the top half is the plan. And the second page is more about the assessment. And then we go right into the habit tracker. And you can use your habit tracker to fill out your assessment page to support that. But it's not required, right? Your habit tracker stands alone, so you're fine. Let's show you where some of these things are. All right. Okay, can everybody see the blank monthly plan and assessment page? Good. Perfect. So if you notice, there's just a rating system on the top of the page where you start your month rating how you view these things are going for you as of this moment. So one needs significant improvement. Four is like awesome. This is not about emotional judgment or guilting yourself or shaming yourself. This is literally just like, where am I at today? And I want you to think about this month in that way. Where am I at this moment? So, for those of you who are looking at assessing your ending weight and measurements and the end of your January, just at the bottom of the page here, you can see the top part is your plan and the bottom section is your assessment. Okay. And so, why don't I give you like just a couple minutes to fill out that bottom part for January. And yes, we know there's a couple more days of January, but you can totally do this now, right? Like all this is going to do is tell you where you're at on January 27th. You have four more days and you can adjust if you want to adjust. Okay. I'm going to just give you like 5 minutes to fill out where you are at the end of January for yourself. And also for those of you who did the 12-week weight loss plan at the end of December, this is a great time to pull that out if you have access to it. I have mine right here. And just notice like what were your goals? What did you set up as your incremental steps that you were going to do? And are you ready to level them up for February 1st, or are you good where you're at? And so I've got mine right here all filled out. I'm going to look at mine while you're filling out that section, just evaluating how the end of January went. All right, you can take a moment. For those of you just coming in the door, we are working on the No BS monthly plan and assessment. It is on page 5 of your planner. And Becky, I know all of our brains say we can't do it because there's a few more days, but we can do it as of this moment for sure, and then just rock the next few days. So nothing is stopping you from evaluating this today. If you are listening to this on the Private Member Podcast, we are just taking a few minutes to do our January assessment so far. And And then we're going to talk about the monthly plan, and those are both found on page 5 of the OBS planner. As you're working on your assessment of January, if you want to be coached, please raise your hand. To raise your hand, you go to reactions and then click raise hand. And there will be coaching opportunities both in the January assessment section and in the February planning section. As you can see, here is the monthly plan and assessment that's on the screen. And you're evaluating your sleep quality, your stress level, ease around food, your energy and mood, positive body talk, self-compassion and love. Did you show up the way that you said you would? Beyond the scale, what did you notice? And one thing you want to work on for February. Okay. So let's talk about it. Patty, Angela, you have your hands up. Patty, I'm going to bring you up. See what Patty's working on here. I'm promoting you to panelist, Patty. Maybe you don't mean to have your hand up. I'm gonna lower your hand, Patty. If you mean to have it up, please raise it again. And Angela, I'll bring you up. Okay. Well, we're having technical difficulties here. There we go, Angela. I'm going to ask you to unmute and start your video, Angela. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm all right. I've actually been really taking seriously the element of adding joy in.
Oh, yeah.
And because I was in maintenance until the holidays and gained some, and even trying with the 12-week program, I guess it's a little bit steady downward, but it's not, it sometimes just pops back up. So when I'm planning my joy, I put some guardrails up on it. Like, I'm going to go to bowling league. I get to drink a special soda water with some grapefruit juice in it.
Huh?
Like, but I'm wondering, and those feel okay. But I'm wondering if it starts to be diet mentality when I plan for February, like, because it's like I am in weight loss mode now, not maintenance
Okay.
for the
So
12 weeks.
you tell me, right? You are thinking it's diet mentality. What's making you think it is?
Just because it seems a little black and white.
Tell me more.
It's like no, never drink at bowling.
Okay,
Like I
or
have a drinking day. It's Friday and Saturday and maybe Sunday. So I have plenty of drinking days, but I wanted to have my best self in the middle of the week, keeping it together for work and keeping it together for myself.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's too punitive, and I'm gonna really just want to drink on one of those bowling days and be, I don't know.
Well, let me ask you this. When you first started talking about it, you said you wanted your special, and I can't remember the type of drink, your special something with cranberry juice.
Yeah, special soda water.
Okay. Why is it your special soda water?
I thought it was something I could drink that felt rewarding because there's a little bit of flavor that I normally wouldn't give myself, and yet it's something I could have, four of them, and it would only help me feel better and help me with my weight loss.
Okay. Do you like that reason? Like, do you like thinking of it as like a special soda water? Okay. Cool. So you like your reason for planning it? Tell me about it. What does it feel like when you think I'm planning this special thing that supports my weight loss? What do you like about that?
It feels like I don't have to think about anything. This is my safe thing, and I've got something. I'm not doing nothing. I'm not have I'm allowing myself something.
Okay.
And I'm noticing, because it's been a month of doing the bowling without cocktails, that I am still having fun. So it's like literally remembering that without drinks, I still have a good old time. It might be just a little bit less hilarious, but
Is that even true? Are you less hilarious when you have your special cranberry soda water?
right, just a little, just a little.
Okay. So here's the thing. You just described it. You said you love it. And so it didn't sound like diet mentality to me, but who cares what I think? Does it sound like diet mentality to you, really?
Only those times where like I see everybody else drinking. Does it feel a little more restrictive,
Okay, so let's talk about that moment. So you're there, you have your special cranberry soda water, and your eyes observe other people drinking, and like what goes through your mind?
I know what it tastes like. It tastes good. I know what it feels like. It feels freeing. And then you're also more permissive with like saying yes to everything. So you're like, yes, I'll eat some of those fries. Yes, I'll stay out a little bit later. I won't go to, bed at bedtime. Yeah, I'll go through the drive-through. It feels like everything feels fine. All your decisions seem good.
So when you're standing there with your soda cranberry and you're looking at other people drinking, you think all those things?
I think so because I know where that leads. Because,
So you started with, yes, I like how that tastes. Yes, I like how that feels. Sure. So, I mean, agreed. For anyone who has a drink that enjoys drinking, of course you're going to think that. What are you answering your brain back in that moment? Like, what else feels good? What else tastes good? Like, what are you telling back to your brain when you observe other people drinking and you're reminding yourself you like it?
I noticed the one time, because I come right from work, and I noticed the one time I was wearing like kind of a snug, tight outfit. I noticed I was like, oh, well, you know what? I'm keeping my stomach in when I'm doing this little bowling activity. And that feels really nice. Like I'm keeping it together. And, I can care about that too and feel good that I did work for that.
Yeah, I think there's an opportunity here. It sounds like you like your reasons for having the soda cranberry water. Do you want to plan to do that again in February? Some.
I think I do, but the next challenge is that there's another bowling league opening up on Mondays, and it's with all of my teacher friends, and they be drinkers. Like,
So they can be drinkers. What does that have to do with you?
right? That's gonna be hard seeing how much louder and funnier they are gonna be with drinks.
That is such an interesting thought. Why is that the first thing that comes to your mind? Tell me about it.
I think that's the culture. Whenever we get together, it's usually for that, drinking and
Okay.
having fun and blowing off steam.
So, do you know how to have your cranberry soda water and laugh and have fun and blow off steam?
I haven't tried it with them. And I must say, sometimes on maybe the third drink out with my friends, it goes from blowing off steam to venting to kind of wallowing in how hard our job is.
Interesting observation. So let's go back to Monday night teachers bowling league. Does it, what else is possible?
I mean, it is possible that I'll be able to just focus on blowing off steam, having a good time. Maybe I could, wear something fun so it just feels different.
Now
Like,
that's a clever idea, right? Like you're like literally exploring a way to unmarry that your blowing off steam and laughing and have a good time is dependent on alcohol. Like you just introduced, like maybe I blow off steam and have a good time and laugh because I'm wearing something fun.
right, a change of outfit, a change of venue, a change of mind.
So interesting. Worth
Yeah.
exploring for you for February?
I think so. I think so. Any other thing, because normally I try to remind myself in the next time I get a break. So my normal bowling night is Thursday night, and so I'm like, no, tomorrow I drink. Friday's my drinking day. Friday's my drinking day. But from Monday to Friday being my drinking day, that's a lot of days.
Look, here's what I want you to do since we're doing planning and assessing, and like there are so many tips and tricks that like even Coach Heather's had some really great ideas in the chat. I want to recommend you specifically go to Ask Coaches so that we can give you detailed support on how to kind of unmarry your drinking and bowling and like the entertainment factor, so that you get to show up the way you want to, supporting your long-term weight loss goals. But for the purposes of your February planning, the idea of like planning ahead your cranberry soda and dressing funky, what else do you want to try on Monday Night Bowling, like for February to experiment with?
I don't know. Anybody got anything in the chat? 'Cause I'm like, you can't do your nails.
Why not?
It pulls, it shreds your nails after a couple of frames.
Okay.
Like, you always lose like the edge of your nail. It's just a mess.
But you could paint them a funky color yourself, right?
Yeah, but you usually get the end of your nails pulled off by the end. I guess,
Could you
but
do something fun with your hair?
well, there's not much of it.
Put a funny color, do fun
Right?
makeup.
I guess, I mean, I'm wearing my mask. I could put sticker on my mask, but
There you go.
right, it's for our school, so we're gonna wear our school shirts.
Okay. Do you
Yeah,
guys have
something.
a fight song, any sort of
I
silly
know.
but mascot for your school?
No, but maybe we could just bring one.
Well,
Something.
and you made a point of saying, like, you really, it's for laughter and fun and blowing off steam. So my recommendation to you would be to, when you're done with this call, sit for a few minutes and think about what are ways that I am curious about laughing and having fun and blowing off steam that I want to plan to explore for February. Because the idea of this is planning to try things to support your long-term goals. Some of us are going to be just doing the same things that we do that are working for us right now. Some of us are going to be experimenting with new things, right? It sounds like you're really wanting to like find some new things to create new focus so that you like uncouple your drinking and bowling, and that's the only way you can have fun and laughter and release.
Right, fill that joy up with a longer list that beats out the alcohol. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, like that you want to be experimenting with. I think, like, so oftentimes when it comes to, like, you asked about restriction earlier. So oftentimes when it comes to restriction, we're focused on, like, the thing that we are saying we're restricting versus all the opportunities of what we get to do and try and experiment with. There is such a plethora of possibilities. I couldn't possibly think of all the things that you could do under those circumstances, but literally, it's like when we choose to not do one thing, all we do is focus on that one thing we're not doing. And the world is our oyster. So why not experiment with what is possible to be doing?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. And it's like not only when you say yes to the drinking, you're saying yes to all this permissiveness that isn't helping you towards your goal. It's helping you towards the drive-through. The other will just help you to being showing yourself that you create the fun. You can create the fun.
Yeah. Like if you think about the laughter and the fun and the release that you're talking about, those other things are not doing that. In fact, they're in the way of you doing it, right? Because they're slowing down all your other long-term goals. So, all right, you've got a plan for February to come up with a list. I would recommend like maybe three things to try, 3 to 5 things to try. And one of them is dressing fun to bowling. And allowing yourself to laugh and blow off steam with the mindset of whatever your crazy outfit is. And
All
let us
right.
know, come to Ask Coaches so we can support you further and let us know what other things you try to experiment with and how they go.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye now. All right, everyone, let's talk about planning. It'll take a second for Angela to go back down. Let's talk about planning for February. So, if you did a 12-week weight loss plan from December, you've kind of outlined the things you wanted to try, what you wanted to experiment with. And so, you can always pull that sheet out and go to page 26. With all the incremental improvement plan, you know, that you created for yourself. And that can inspire your planning. And I'm going to share my screen again. So when we think about planning for February, let's look at let the month. So I want you to again go over, evaluate where you're at 1 through 4 for sleep quality, stress level, ease around food, energy and mood, positive body talk, self-compassion and love. This month, I want to work on. Now, remember, we really want that to be specific, doable. Like, what's the thing? So, for me, I'm going to just share with you. So, I'm working on stopping it enough from two angles. The first one is serving less food, and the second one is stopping at neutral and just giving my body space to catch, like my brain and my stomach space to catch up with each other. And then, like, after, a fair amount of time, for me, that's a slow, I have a slow system. Like, it's a good 15, 20 minutes. So I for sure at least am giving myself that amount of time to decide if I still have hunger present. And so I know I would feel successful by the end of the month if I'm actually practicing doing that, right? If I have data around what do I find, like how much less food do I serve? I'm doing that by using smaller plates. Some of you know that we're remodeling. We don't even have a kitchen at all, not even a kitchen sink. So I bought like the salad size plates, paper plates, because we don't have a way to wash dishes really right now, other than our bathroom sink. And so this has been a perfect time for me to work on serving less because I bought these smaller plates. And then we're doing very simple meals. So I am using the bite timer and timing bites, and I'm stopping at neutral. And the way to stop at neutral for me is truly to slow it down and let my brain and my stomach connect. So I'm going to give you a couple minutes to do your February plan. And you can ask questions of Heather in the chat and Q&A. I'm going to give you like 3 minutes. And then you can raise your hand if you want to be coached on your February plan. While you're planning, I am going to answer a question live that's in the Q&A. Anonymous said, I'm having a hard time planning less food, just a little less food, not a major restriction, without having diet mentality and restrictive thoughts. I tell myself this is me choosing to eat less, but my brain isn't buying it. Oh my goodness, I totally get this. I was working on this with a client the other day, this exact topic, and I've worked on this a bunch myself. So, the thing that we worked on together the other day, my client and I, is something that I've kind of gotten like masterful about in my own eating. Here's what I want to recommend. Like reframing this altogether. We're not always just serving less or more, right? It's literally like I'm just serving food. When I served the portions I served, so I have lost 92 pounds and I have probably like 80 more to go. When I served myself 92 pounds ago, Anonymous, I served the amount that 350 pound me thought should be on my plate. It wasn't about more or less. It was just food I just served. And now I'm serving and I'm helping my clients serve just food for themselves today. It's really not about more or less. It's just food. And so I would love to see you work on reframing, defining it as less. Like deciding that what your body needs today is just what your body needs today. It's not less than when you were overserving or more because you're underserving. It's literally like the food you need today. Of course, 350 pound me needed more food. But honestly, when you're eating, you're not sitting there looking at a plate saying, gosh, goodness, thank you. I have more food on my plate. And then now I have less food on my plate. This is literally just the food. It's food I enjoy eating and food my body needs. And we get to define it how we define it. So I want to give you the opportunity to like reframe it 100% different, not more or less, not good or bad, not no measures of like judgment, just food. And see if you can kind of neutralize it. Someone earlier asked, what is it like to plan to eat to neutral? So for me, neutrality is like, I might not feel totally satisfied. My stomach might still have just some pinges of like, I'm still a little hungry. Like I feel motion, maybe a little bit of expansion and contraction. I'm very focused on my meal. I still like hunger is like not loud, not really there, but I'm a couple bites away from satisfied for sure. And I love to just stop at neutral and remind myself that the body is like a hardwired system, right? My stomach sends signals to the brain. My brain sends signals to my stomach. That all takes time. Those signals, like, they need space. It needs to be able to communicate. My brain needs to be able to communicate to my stomach and vice versa. My eyes are evaluating the plate. My brain is evaluating what I'm eating. And what I know is if I slow my roll, I let all of my systems hook back up. Because when I eat fast, I'm like, woo, get it in before any signal gets to the brain and says I've had enough. And so slowing my roll really helps. And so, okay, who wants to talk about their February plan? Julie C said, I give my body at least 20 minutes to figure out if I'm at enough. That's amazing. Raise your hand if you want to talk about your February plan and things that are coming up for you about what you're planning or how you're going to do it or where you're at with your 12-week plan moving into February. All of you are like perfect planners. Everything's going smoothly and lovely. Really? Man, I wish I were all of you. Come on, raise your hand. All right, Sue. Go together. I love it. Exactly. Sue, you're coming on. You guys, while Sue's coming on, I want to tell you. So, I was at Relationships Transformation Weekend in March of 2020. And on the last day, I maybe not quite the last person, I think maybe second to last person, I raised my hand and Corinne coached me on my relationship. And, it's a long story, but the bottom line is I left there thinking, that bitch, she doesn't know what she's talking about. But, I stewed and stewed and stewed on it. And I thought about it overnight, and I'm asking Sue to unmute and all that stuff. And Corinne was right. And I flew home and I signed up for the life coach school. And you know the rest of the story. That hand raising changed my entire life's trajectory. Just want you to know. All right.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Sue. Hi.
I can never get my darn picture up, so
All right. Well, we don't have to worry about it. I mean, you're here. Let's talk.
the thing that I want to work on for February is learning how to do my four N's better.
Okay.
And I know that's not particularly, food related, but I struggle with how to. I know that I can stop and notice.
Okay.
I can normalize it. This is why I do this, because this is what I normally have done. But when I get to the neutralizing part, I stumble. I don't know how to neutralize my thoughts, I guess is the word. So, for example, I tried to do this exercise this morning. So, like your previous guest, I enjoy my cocktails, and I usually put on my plan every day that I will allow myself at least one cocktail. But yeah, last night, I call it my stinking thinking. It's Friday. We're relaxing. I had my one cocktail, and I with my husband, and I thought, I really, this is so relaxing. This is so calming. I just wish I could sit here and just have as many drinks as I want without worrying about this or feeling guilty. So then I stopped myself and went, no, you really don't want to do that. And so what's a compromise, Sue? So what we did was we shared a little bit more. We shared a half a drink more each. And then that was the end of it. So my normalization is this is what my husband and I frequently do to connect. But I don't know how to neutralize all that information I just gave you.
Okay. So I think this is really interesting because you're neutralized. This is what you do to connect. So it's sort of like basically, for those of you who are fairly new to NoBS, Sue, I'm just going to share really quick. The four N's is the four N's new belief process. And you, step one is noticing what you're thinking. Step two is normalizing, so making sense of your thinking. Step three is neutralizing. So what's really happening, just the facts. And then step four is creating a next best thought or action. So, Sue, for you are noticing what you're thinking and you're normalized. This is what you and your husband do to connect. I would love to see you specifically blow out your normalizing, because what you had said before was your thought was this will be relaxing. And so my guess is that you have practiced connecting in with your husband with alcohol, and you've practiced relaxing with alcohol, and you haven't practiced other tools to connect and relax. So if you notice, it would be normal, I think, this way, because I've practiced connecting with my husband with alcohol, and so I'm going to add the and I haven't practiced connecting as much in other ways. Does that make
Okay.
sense?
Yes, that's a good tip, I think.
And so by doing that, you're reminding yourself that this would be normal, because I'm always telling myself alcohol is the way we connect, and I'm not calling out all the other ways we connect, or maybe you can tell me right now, or maybe you're not practicing connecting other ways. So are you practicing connecting other ways?
Well, I don't want to sound like a dull person, but so during the daytime, we both kind of go our separate ways and do our own separate things. And so evening seems to be our connecting because we have our afternoon happy hour and then we eat dinner together. That's the one thing that we do consistently every day. And then, unless there's a special happening or event planned, I feel like the rest of our night is N Numbsville in front of the TV. So that
So it's
connecting,
true, right? Then it's true you haven't practiced connecting in other ways than alcohol, really.
yes, I guess that I'm good. Yes, that is true.
Okay. So then, does this help you? Does neutralize become a little bit clearer for you then?
So would neutralize become, this is the way we connect. We have not, we need to, we have not connected in other ways other than alcohol. You're supposed to just state the facts, I thought, in
Yeah.
neutralization.
So that's your normalize, where you say, of course, this is normal. I think this because we have practiced connecting with alcohol and we have not practiced connecting in other ways. And then neutralize is just relationship connection or connection with my husband. It's just this very neutral, like you're married, connection with husband.
So is it like I want to, or I
No,
need
it's
to,
not
or I.
anything. It's just like, as a married person, connection with spouse is just like, it's sort of like a factual state, right? It's like, it's its own thing. So it's literally the sentence, connection with husband.
That's all. That sounds so simple. Maybe I'm trying to make it more complicated
Yes.
than it
That's the
needs to be.
point, is it's supposed to be simple. It's supposed to be narrowed down, no descriptors, not a statement that makes emotion. So not
Okay.
that you are doing something or aren't doing something. It's literally supposed to be just a fact. And so as a married person and living in the same house as someone, I'm describing this to you. There would be an expectation of connection. So when you neutralize that down to just the facts, it's connection with husband.
Okay, and then the action after that would be a list of things that we could do to connect without the alcohol.
Totally. And I wouldn't even focus on not with alcohol, right? If you were doing a next best thought, it might sound something like this. I'm learning how to create meaningful connection with my husband in new ways, right? You don't say, you won't want to focus on not with alcohol when it comes to a next best. It's literally like, what are you wanting? I want to create like powerful connection with my spouse in new ways, or I'm going to explore connecting with my husband in all kinds of ways. And then for sure, a next best action would be to make a list of all the ways you're willing to try and then start experimenting with them.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Julie.
Oh, you're so welcome, Sue. Let us know. You come on in to Ask Coaches. Let us know how it's going if you want support.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks,
Now,
Sue.
how do I get out of here?
I'll go ahead. I'll kick you out of here. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I'll put you back to attendee. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Linda, I'm going to promote you to panelist. So when you're using the four N's and you get to your next best thought or action while Linda is coming up, it's so great at that point to drop whatever the habit is that you don't want to practice. We don't have to talk about not doing a thing or not wanting to focus on a thing. We really, when it comes to next best thoughts or actions, we really want to focus on what we want to be doing, what we want to be trying. Hi, Linda. I'm just going to ask you to unmute. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
So, you already kind of touched on what I'm talking or wanting to talk about, but I thought once no one else was volunteering, I'd jump on.
Glad you did.
Thanks, Julie. I appreciate all your help online.
Please.
When I'm looking ahead to February, January was a lot of water focus. But this month I want to focus on the new thing that I just discovered, which is the relationship I have between the relaxation of my stress, I guess it would be. I'm not really stressed. I have a very unstressful life, but I still seem to somehow build up this feeling of tension or stress at times. And I'm just realizing that when I go to, once it leaves, I want to eat. I used to think it was just because I was stressed, I ate to relieve it. I'm finding that instead, it's more like once it's relieved, I like, so I'm planning on practicing what Corinne says about putting your hand over your heart and just deep breathing. And give yourself 5, 10 minutes to double check. But the thing is, I've noticed recently, and again, I'm more aware of what I'm noticing. I'm sorry, I'm losing my voice.
You're okay.
Is that I just fuck it. You know, when that time. So it usually happens, like my husband and I are online having friendly stuff with the friends we have, and I guess I worry about the potential of what might go wrong. I guess I I'm looking at it negatively, I guess, instead of positively. And so I feel tense inside, like trying to balance, everything balanced. So by I have a couple drinks and everything, and then I have it in my head. I have like a protocol of what I'm going to do when we stop and relax. But I end up just saying, oh, well, I'll just have this. And then once I have that, I fuck it and go off on just for the night, not like the next day and the next day and next day.
All
But
right, let's talk about this, Linda. I think what's interesting is you're pointing out something that Corinne talked about. I'm just going to talk about it really briefly. And honestly, I don't know, Heather, you can preach in the chat, but I think you're really an expert at this, Heather. So I'm just calling it out, because you're a little more knowledgeable about hormones and what happens in the body than I am, Heather. But I do want to say this. Here's what we know. We know that when our nervous systems are activated, and that concept of like, no matter what's happening in the world, our body thinks we're running from lions, right? And so we're there to save ourselves. So your stress is building up. You're a little bit above home base, like Coach Jane teaches in the Trusting Your Body course. But what's really happening is when we're above home base and we're stressed, our body is dumping like cortisol into our body, right? Like, and we are literally, all of our other body systems are shutting down just a little bit. When you're running from a lion, your body doesn't want you to have to pee. Your body doesn't want you to get tired. Your body doesn't want you to be hungry, right? It literally is dumping cortisol in your body so that you can keep running and save yourself. It's designed to do that. And it doesn't matter what's making the stress happen in your body for you. Like you were saying, like you don't have that much stressful of a life, but you're a human, you have stress. So then when your body internally feels kind of safe and you're coming back down to home base, you do this like cortisol dump, which it's really normal. Some people feel jittery, have sensations in their body. Describe that aftermath for you where it's kind of like the release of it. How do you feel in your body?
I don't know if I've ever taken a chance to feel it. I usually eat.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do, Linda. This will be like a great February focus for you. One of the things that happens in this moment is we just go on to try and offer ourselves relief instantly. And if you're in no BS, so many of us turn to food, and this is normal. But what I want you to focus on is almost like grounding yourself in the moment for like 1 to 5 minutes at most, but I'm guessing more like 1 to 3 minutes. And this is what we're going to talk about. When you do grounding exercises, you are literally not focused on the past and you're not focused too far in the future. Grounding is designed to help you like stay in this exact moment safely and like kind of focus your energies and like refocus your body. And whatever just happened becomes less important, and whatever's about to happen becomes less important. And so I want you to, there are numerous techniques. I'm going to give you one here. And then if you want to come to Ask Coaches, I can give you like a whole worksheet on this. But I want you to pick one object in your environment, like look around your room and study it so closely. I want you to notice its color, its texture, its shape, any other details. I want you to just like focus all your attention on that one object and like let your body just settle, right? Like you don't need to run to the food. The hand over the heart, like Corinne teaches you, and reminding you that you're safe in your own body. I'm just going to give myself 30 seconds to 3 minutes. Then, if you still want to
Sounds
eat while
good.
you're learning how to self-soothe a little bit, you could still go eat. But I really would love to see you like get into the moment in your body. And then here's what I want you to pay attention to. Let yourself just kind of not the full body scan like we do in the Trusting Your Body course, but just like kind of visualize, like close your eyes, visualize from head to toe, from the top of your head to your feet, and just notice, are there any sensations? Are you feeling any tingles, prickles, sharpness, dull, like expansion and contraction in your muscles? Can you feel the hairs on your arms? Does your skin feel dry or moist? Like, I just want you to kind of notice what happens in your body all the while you're like letting yourself focus on that object. You're reminding yourself you're safe, right? And each of those things that you're doing is just honing in on this very moment, like it's the only important moment of your life.
Okay, I'm writing this down. That's why I'm putting my head down. But
You're fine. And you can see it in replay too. And if you come in to ask coaches, I can give you a list of 10 grounding exercises, and they vary, and everybody uses them different. But I use them when I slip into like a high stress mode and my brain spins, like, I could have done this, I should have done that, I might have said this, I might have said that. And immediately I'm like, okay. And for me, I stand and I focus on something outside, and I really like, I can see all these beautiful trees, and I imagine like the prickliness if I was touching them and how that would feel and the smell of it on my hands. I just let myself like center for a minute and just like get in the moment. Like what I said doesn't matter because it's already been done, and how it's going to be perceived in the in a minute, that's going to be what it is too. And the only thing I have is this moment with myself. Like just centering me and allowing myself to just be. And I want to know, what do you think about that?
I think that sounds really good, and I will ask in coaches for you to give me that list. That would be nice. I've never self-taught myself that, you know, how to ground without food.
Yeah, Linda, you're not alone. I would say so many of us at No BS, we learned how to turn to food, and that's the only thing that gave us relief. So we turned to food, and so now that you're here, you get to learn some new ways to care for yourself in those moments, and like trust you're going to land on something that supports you, creating a little bit of space between that cortisol dump and your relaxation and food.
Thank you very much. I think you helped me a lot.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yep.
I'll see you in Ask Coaches.
All right. Bye, Julie.
Thanks. Heather, are you okay if we do one more person? We have just a couple more minutes. Thank you very much. All right, Julie. I'm promoting you to panelist. Thanks, Heather. Ah,
Oh, there.
it is the
Hi.
Julie, the one of my favorite
Yeah.
people in the world. Hi, how are you?
Oh, I am great. And I have a different kind of question.
You got it.
I have the plan for February. In fact, I'm starting today. I don't want to wait till February 1st. And I'm also doing that. And your last call was just great. What I'm learning how to do Tai Chi and collecting the energies, and it's the coolest thing. My question, though, to be brief, is collecting data. I'm left-handed. I've always hated doing data. I write a plan and I assess it every day. So my daily, I am doing that. But writing it down in a long term, like keeping a data chart, or and I do it for 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 days, and then I don't do it. So I may be right on track, but I don't. I'd love some suggestions on how to remind myself, make myself keep that data so that at the end of the month I have it.
Well, it's not really an issue of reminder, right? It's like you actually don't like doing it.
Well, there's that.
Right?
Yeah.
Because like, if you love doing it, you'd be running to the habit tracker.
Yeah. And it could be good. I mean, it's not like I'm avoiding because I don't
Right.
want to see what I did wrong. It's not that, you know.
All right. I have to ask you, and then we're gonna work on it, but what do you think left-handedness has to do with this?
It's my excuse for everything. I can't spell. That's because I'm left-handed.
All right. Well, you're not getting away with that here because I am a
Well,
data obsessed person and I'm left-handed.
oh, shit.
All right,
So. well, I'm not telling my husband that because I mean, he is so right, left brain and analytical, and I'm like, big picture, and let's think of, like I'm
Yes.
very.
Did you see in the chat, Coach Heather said she's left-handed too. So you are two-time tag teamed here on this, Julie. So we've
I'm
just
so
annihilated.
busted.
We've annihilated that bullshit. So now let's
All
get to
right.
the meat of it. Like, what is it? Like, what do you not like about it for real?
Well, even professionally, I didn't do it. Speech, you're supposed to keep all this data and percentages of kids. And I just sort of had, I liked to go with my gut feeling on how I'm doing, kind of thing. So,
Okay.
it feels restricting to me. Even if I'm actually doing the data, I just don't add it all up at the end of the month. And I have lovely little charts I've made in the past, and I do it for a couple of days and then I stop. And
Yeah. Well,
then
of course,
sometimes halfway
because
through the month, I start again, and
of course, because like a couple days in and like your internal voice, whether it's loud or not, is saying like this feels restrictive and like I don't like this. What do you want to tell yourself? What do you think you're gonna like about using data?
Well, it'll be measurable, and it'll be just the facts, ma'am. Like it'll be clear. Part of it is I already know what's going to be low. I know it's 100%. I have three things that are always 100%. I know stopping at enough is almost zero always. So I feel like I don't need to do it, kind of, because I already know.
Yeah, this is what's so interesting because like I know this woman, people. She doesn't know. She's telling herself she knows, but she doesn't know, right? You have very little ability to celebrate yourself and acknowledge your wins and like truly internalize them.
That's true. I could think of it the this look at all the things I am doing. Yeah,
That's
that's true.
right. And I like, you notice how right away you're like, oh, I already know the things I'm not doing. So you think you're collecting data so that you report in on what you're not doing, right? You're literally like,
Yes,
you
that
are,
is it.
that is totally what it is. But really, it's reporting in on like how you are showing up for you. And like, it does highlight the areas you want to show up for yourself more. But honestly, when I look at my habit tracker, it's like, wow, look at all the things I actually am doing, right? You are avoiding the opportunity to celebrate you and to like acknowledge your wins and like go for it because you're telling yourself a story. I already know what I'm not doing.
Yeah, so it'd be like putting a little happy face on the refrigerator when I do something and counting all of those. And then you start looking forward to putting a happy face on there, and then
Yeah.
it might help you avoid that urge because no, I want to put the happy face on the refrigerator door, whatever.
Yeah. I use the Habit Share app, and my accountability partner is Chrissy Zankis. We've been partners since 2019. We haven't been doing it with each other lately, but for that first couple of years, we share, when you give authorization to your accountability partners and they can see your habits and you can see theirs. And it was so motivating when I saw hers filling in and then I would fill mine in and I was just like, yes, I'm doing this right now. You are literally not giving yourself that opportunity by saying, I know all the things I don't do.
Okay. I will try to put a positive spin on the
Yeah.
I want to keep data on what I'm doing right.
Yes. Like you are literally missing out on celebrating yourself on every freaking level. And then also pointing out, like, I get to celebrate these 25 things. And I also get to celebrate these three things that I'm gonna like level up on, that I'm gonna do 1% better on. Like, it's literally just a tool for celebration, as far as I'm concerned, because data is good.
Okay, maybe I need to work on my thoughts about data.
That word even.
I
Oh God. Yeah,
don't
okay.
even call it that then, right? Like celebrating you is good. These, like, literally, I think Heather just said, these are tools. These are like tools. This is not a punishment. This is a tool for reward.
Okay. I'm going to write that down every day. Data is a good, it's a reward. Yeah, I'll come up with something.
Look at, you've been married a really long time, right? Why do people celebrate 25-year anniversaries and 30-year anniversaries and 40-year anniversaries?
Because we haven't killed them yet and we're not in jail. So, no, I'm kidding.
It's
But no,
like
we, yeah.
to honor the length of time, right? But if you actually evaluate random days, they're shit days. But then you get to the 25 year and you celebrate your 25 year, or you get to 5 years and you celebrate that. You don't stop and go, no, we're not tracking anymore because I know what I'm not doing.
Right. Okay, well, I will maybe I'll leave you this. I am every day this month, I'm writing on my little cling calendar on my refrigerator something I like or admire or love about my husband. Every single day I write, and I didn't tell him about it. We don't talk about it, but I am writing that so that it's like the red truck thing. You know, if you're thinking about buying a red truck, all of a sudden you see red trucks, and I'm working on that. So I do, that is data. I didn't think of that, but
Yes, it is, actually.
yeah.
I mean,
Okay.
there's,
So I, but
yes.
that's a positive thing, I guess, is what I'm saying. So maybe I should remember that all of it is, it can be a positive focused, not negative focused.
Yeah, agreed.
Thank
And
you, Coach Julie.
you're welcome. Have fun with it, could you? Because, like, literally celebrating you and your efforts, man. It's like totally worth having fun with.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for taking me. I know we went over the time, but thank you.
Thank
It's
you.
good to
Thank you
talk
so
with
much.
you.
You too. I'll
You're
see you soon.
welcome. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. We are out of time. Thank you all so much, Coach Heather. Thank you for being here and supporting everyone in the chat and Q&A and with me. Look. Your plan is just a plan. Remember to have fun with February. This is like, imagine just trusting that on some future day, future you is going to be standing at goal weight, looking back at this exact moment, saying, wow, thank you. You did it. All of this will just be the experience, all the ups and downs, all the questioning. You totally got this. Thank you. I'll see you soon. Bye.